everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season four. So I do invite you to have a look at the three previous seasons. There may be some topics there that will resonate a little bit more with your reality. So I do invite you to have a look. And today I am excited to have this guest on. We're going to be talking about skincare. This is a huge topic, but particularly for a specific age group, I'm really excited to have Dr. Angela Casey on with me. And I'm just going to put the spotlight right on her. Thank you so much, Angela, for joining me.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Danielle. I'm thrilled to connect with you and your community and share a little bit more about skin health and the importance of consistent daily habits, ingredient selection, what I see in my practice. We'll cover the whole spectrum and hopefully provide some really sound, evidence-based guidance and advice to your community.
I love that. And it's so important because we hear so many different things. There's so many trends and they're not necessarily right for us. So that's why I'm so excited to have you on because that's what you do. And then you have the experience, you've seen the long-term effects. So before we get into your work or, what we will be talking about, can you talk a little bit about yourself and tell us what leads you to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a double board certified dermatologist and dermatologic surgeon. I'm based in Columbus, Ohio. And in my practice, I primarily treat skin cancers and skin damage with a procedure called Mohs surgery, which is microscopically controlled skin cancer removal that we perform surgically, and then the reconstructive surgery following that. So that's the practice side of things in my work life. And then in my home life, I am the mom of three teen and tween daughters. And it's really the intersection of those two worlds that inspired Bright Girl, which is a skincare line that is clean, pH balanced, clinically proven, but really formulated for the Gen Z, Gen Alpha crowd. And we'll get more into the details of that. But just to kind of come full circle with the why behind Bright Girl, most of the skin cancers that I'm treating today in my office did not start 5 or 10 years ago. They actually started when those patients were in their childhood and teenage years. And that's when the root of skin damage and skin cancer starts to take hold. So if we are not really making a conscientious effort to equip and empower our young people with the proper tools, ingredients, knowledge, and understanding to care for their skin from a young age, we're really doing them a disservice, and we can prevent so many skin cancers by just implementing some simple routines into our daily habits.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up because working with young girls or teenage girls, there really is lack of information or evidence-based information that you say. So it is important. It is scary to think that these early stages of cancer do start that early because at that age we think we're invincible, right? Nothing's gonna happen to us. This is old people stuff, but to start and can you talk a little bit about the prevention work that you do or what signs to be looking for or what to look out for in order to not end up having to meet with you in your cabinet in your clinic?
Absolutely. So I think for our young people, it's not only lack of evidence-based information, it's an abundance of misinformation and marketing and messages that they're being fed through social media, through friends, through peer influences, etc. So they are growing up in a very different era than we did. So I'm a Gen Xer myself. And in our childhood, we grew up with our skincare being kind of like few and far between. There were a few products. Looking back, they really weren't good for our skin at all, but it was all we had. And that's, everybody used Seabreeze and Noxzema and St. Ives. And then we moved into the era of Bath and Body Works, and Body Shop, et cetera. Now, on the flip side, our young people are growing up with so many brands and everybody's targeting them and they're getting all this messaging. But I think what is so important and a real key message I want to convey to your audience is that skin in our childhood and teenage years is very different from adult skin. Their skin is still developing during their childhood and through their teens, all the way until their early 20s, with that skin barrier strengthening. The skin microbiome is in a constant state of evolution and changing dramatically with hormone shifts that teenagers are going through. So when we do not tailor their skincare to their specific skin at those ages, we can potentially cause a lot of damage to their skin, and we're really setting them up for failure. So they are seeing messages from a lot of influencers that are often adults, maybe like in their 20s to 30s. They have beautiful skin, but that skin is very different than the skin of a 16-year-old. So we can talk a little bit more about specific ingredients, what to include, what to avoid, and just what are some very simple skincare routines that are easy to implement that really will set that foundation for lifelong skin health.
Right. I think that would be a great kind of segue into what kind of ingredients, because I did want to ask you as well. Parents are just as overwhelmed with the broad range of products that are out there because most of them come from that generation where we just had maybe a handful, maybe not the best if we had any days. I've had friends who were using just baby oil, so they are overwhelmed and they kind of leave it up to their kids to pick their own products. So could you guide us through that and what really long words or of ingredients that we should avoid, or how to start that conversation with our preteens, or even younger. I think that would help the audience quite a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any parent that's listening, you've probably been through this. If you have a teen or a tween daughter, especially, sometimes the boys also have a lot of interest. When they come to you and they bring a brand to your attention or say, "This is what I want," parents should always be open to that. We never want to just shut them down and say, "No, that's bad for your skin," or "How could you ask for that?" Like, you've got to be open and have that conversation with them. It is so true, Danielle. Parents are very overwhelmed by this. And that was a big component or a big motivator for my founding Bright Girl Skincare, because I was struggling to find products for my own daughters that were clean, pH balanced, and appropriate for skin at their ages. But also, and there are lots of brands out there. I should take a step back. Lots of brands out there that are dermatologist recommended, brands like Cetaphil, CeraVe, Neutrogena, that are very good for young skin and have proven that. The problem is those brands do not always resonate with young people. They want something that's a little bit more elevated, a little bit more fun, a little bit more colorful, has some active ingredients that they can talk about and embrace. So when you hand them a quote unquote kind of bland basic formulation in a white package and it doesn't have any scent to it, they're like, "Okay, this is like so-so," but like they're not really excited and motivated to use it. So I was running into this in my own household. Parents who are listening, I'm sure you can relate, that you might have those products at home, but your kids are using them here and there, and they're not really like excited about it. So that's where Bright Girl comes in as the solution. Every ingredient that's in the Bright Girl skincare line was handpicked by me. I worked with our cosmetic chemists to create these formulations. Everything is clean, so we're paraben sulfate, phthalate free, no formaldehyde releasers. Any of those ingredients that you as a parent do not want going on your child's skin is left out of Bright Girl. I've already done that work for you. But then, to take it a step further and to really see and listen to our Gen Z and Gen Alphas, I benchmarked the Bright Girl products against the best of the best skincare that I have had access to in my career as a dermatologist. So the top tier brands that are only carried in dermatology practices, the face creams that cost $160 and the cleansers that are $80, those were the benchmarks. So that's what we are working with and what we've crafted Bright Girl to meet those standards, but at a price point that's much more attainable, more in the $20 to $30 range. But an experience for our young people that is so luxurious, so indulgent, so like above and beyond what they expect, that they keep coming back to it every day. And what I know as a dermatologist is that when they implement those little small habits every day, it's like a deposit of money in the bank of their skin health. So every day
Right.
that they put that sunscreen on and they're excited to use it, that's like, again, you're depositing a little bit of money into that bank. Every day that they cleanse and moisturize their skin at the end of the day, that's money in the bank. And parents do not have to worry that any of the ingredients in the Bright Girl line are going to be harmful to young skin. You asked about ingredients that we should avoid in young skin. I'll give you kind of our top four that we really need to be cautious of. So, parents, if you're listening and you're evaluating a skincare line for your son or daughter, like these are the things you want to be very cautious of: retinols and retinoids. We do use them in teens for acne under the guidance of a dermatology specialist, but otherwise, those can be very harsh and irritating to young skin. They increase skin cell turnover. They exfoliate skin. We as adults often use them to reverse skin damage that our skin has sustained. But retinols and retinoids, be careful with those. We also want to avoid alpha hydroxy acids and beta hydroxy acids. Again, can be very harsh and irritating to young skin. Only use those if your dermatologist or a dermatology provider has recommended that. The third is any sort of harsh exfoliating scrub. So something that has a physical scrub, has like scrubbing beads, particles, salt scrubs, coffee scrubs, like those are just kind of breaking down the skin barrier. And we in dermatology strongly prefer lighter exfoliants, things like allantoin, some of the very gentle retinols if you need an exfoliating agent. And then the final thing is like very intensive antioxidants. These are those vitamin C serums, the antioxidant serums. Again, young skin does not need those. And what ends up happening is that we end up working against the goals of our teenager. Our teenager wants clear, healthy, bright, even skin. And instead, all we're creating is inflammation, redness, sensitivity, often worsening their acne when you're using those inappropriate ingredients. And young skin simply doesn't need the correction that some of those ingredients are geared towards. With Bright Girl, our mission is prevention. So, prevention is always the best medicine, right? We know that saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So, when we can equip them with the proper ingredients and the skincare to prevent that damage, they'll never have to use all of those harsh things and go through all the procedures that we as parents, our generation has had to deal with.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, you unpacked so much there because you're right. We keep forgetting that, and I like the fact that you mentioned those exfoliants because we're talking about specific brands or skincare products, but some people make their own scrubs. They find a recipe online and they try it and they do put in those really harsh scrubbing ingredients. So it's nice that you brought that up to say you could actually be damaging your skin, and it's important for parents to know that so they can educate their child through it. And you mentioned I've lived this with, I have two boys, so already trying to get them into a skincare routine was a challenge because I'm a boy, I'm saying, which is you still have skin, so let's take care of that. But the products, because I was very careful with what they were going to put on their faces, it was boring. I love that for those who are watching the video, the line is right behind Angela. Absolutely beautiful packaging, really attractive for young, the younger generations. It's not the boring little box, and then, like you said, the boring white box. I love it. So I will put the information a little bit later on so people can have a look at your line on your website. But it does make a huge difference, and I appreciate you sharing that with us because it just for me hearing you, it clarifies so much. I wanted to, before we I get so many questions as you're talking ahead, I got so different points, but for parents where there's a lot more children are taking the initiative to start with their skincare because they see it everywhere. But then there's quite the opposite. When we're talking about the tweens or the preteens, there's some that just don't see the point, or they don't see why. That's, again, I'll do this when I'm 50 type of thing. How can we start that conversation as parents to to start explaining to our children why it is important to start young and why it's
Yeah,
important to do certain steps. Yeah.
you're absolutely right. That message of you need to put on your sunscreen to prevent skin cancers does not resonate. It falls on deaf ears with our young people. They're like,
Yeah.
that does not apply to me. I am immune to that. Like, that's never going to affect me. So what I think the key to success for young people is you have to provide them products that allow an immediate positive feedback experience. So this is kind of what I was alluding to earlier with an experience that smells and feels and leaves their skin feeling so refreshed and nourished that they begin to crave that every day. How do you do that? You have to have, again, very beautiful packaging. As you mentioned, Danielle, that is kind of the first connection point of any young person, and really any of us as adults with a brand. We like things that look pretty and organized and neat, and maybe there's like a fun component to it, and it's very streamlined. But that's very, very key. With Bright Girl, all of our packaging is custom, our printing is silkscreen printed. It's a very upscale experience. So that's the first component. Secondly, you have to make the products easy to use, meaning the young person has to know how much they need to dispense. Oh, 3 pumps of cleanser is what I need for my face. I need 4 pumps of sunscreen to cover my face and my neck area. With my toner, I'm going to pump my cotton pad on it 4 or 5 times. That's going to saturate it. So simple instructional guidance like that is really key so that they're not overwhelmed. And likewise, you have to have a system that's easy to follow. With Bright Girl, they know that the orange is their cleanser, the green is their toner, the blue is the moisturizer. So you create this step-by-step regimen so it's not confusing or overwhelming to them as they experience the products on their skin. And we did cho choose to scent our Bright Girl products so they have natural fragrances in them. Because for young people, that is a key immediate positive feedback component. They love the smell of their personal care products, and it really connects and creates that emotional experience for them. So, scenting the products with natural fragrances, so nothing synthetic, nothing that's going to irritate their skin, but it encourages them to keep up with those consistent habits. And then when they see how significantly, their skin is improving. They see the acne clearing up. They see that the skin tone is evening out. Their skin is brighter and clearer. That's what keeps them hooked. But you have to get them hooked in the first place, with those, again, those immediate experiences with using the product. And that's the key. And when their skin is performing well and it's clear, they don't have as many blemishes, it's brighter, it looks healthier. That's building the confidence, and that is going to keep them in those good routines and also allowing them to check off that box every day. I've done something nice for myself. I deserve this. I am worth it. And I'm going to do this nice thing for myself. And it just feeds into their self-worth and their confidence as an individual.
That is so important. Those tiny little habits that we do every day does build up and it compounds. I really do. I like that. Yeah, so important. If the parent didn't want to overwhelm their child to start, because it can be, there's three different products. They're not quite sure if they're gonna like it yet. What would you recommend with your line? If we were going with Bright Girl, what would be the one, couple of things that parents could start out with to start building those healthy habits, this healthy routine with their skincare.
The one product in the morning would be a mineral-based sunscreen. We have two of them. We have a sheer version, which is a completely clear mineral sunscreen, and then a tinted mineral sunscreen for the, especially the teenage girls that want just a little bit of coverage. I'm wearing it right now. It's almost like a no makeup look, but if they have a little bit of acne or a little bit of inflammation in the skin, it's going to cover that, and you're going to get your SPF 44. You've got some hydration in there. The formulations have hyaluronic acid and glycerin in them. So you're getting that moisturization that's really important and critical for the skin, along with the sun protection. For parents that are savvy as to sunscreen ingredients with the Bright Girl sunscreens, we have purely mineral sunscreen ingredients. So we do not have any of the chemical sunscreen ingredients that have gotten a bit of a bad rap in recent years that you might see on social media. These are so harmful and they can cause cancer. Well, they don't cause cancer, but they can be a little bit more irritating to the skin. So sunscreen, mineral-based sunscreen is the one product for the morning. And then for the evening, I'm going to have to go with two because I can't choose between these two. And that would be the cleanser and moisturizer. Cleansing your skin, washing your face at the end of the day is so critical because you think of how much our face comes in contact with. Every bit of pollution, the environmental allergens, things that are on our surfaces, and then we touch our face, there's just a lot that builds up on our skin during the course of the day. If we wear makeup, we definitely want to remove that before we go to bed. So cleansing is really key. And when you're choosing a cleanser, you want a pH balanced cleanser that's going to work with your skin's pH so that it's not going to leave your skin feeling stripped or irritated or dry or red. You want your skin to feel nourished and refreshed at the end of that cleansing step. And then moisturization is so critical. Our skin barrier throughout our lives, but especially in our teenage years, like I said, it's still getting stronger. We have to replenish that hydration into the skin. My analogy is that our skin, it's like a farm that's growing fruits and vegetables and, all sorts of amazing, produce. If we do not water that, everything's going to get dry, dehydrated, desiccated. And we also have to nourish all of like the organisms, the fertilizer, everything in our skin that's keeping it working. And that's our skin microbiome. So if we don't feed that skin microbiome with the hydration it needs, everything gets out of balance. That's when we set the stage for the worsening sensitive skin, the eczema flares, the acne, all the things that our young people want to avoid. And then it kind of starts that vicious cycle. So, cleanser, moisturizer at night, mineral sunscreen in the morning. And if that's all you do as an adult or a kiddo, you're going to be pretty successful with your skin health goals.
Yeah, that is very this a really nice start to keep that, like you say, to keep regenerating the skin. And this is why it's so important to make sure that you have age-appropriate skin products, because if the child is using the parents' skincare, it would do some damage. This is why it's so great to have a skincare like Bright Girls, where it's specifically geared for that age group, so that they can really take better care of their skin. Before we wrap it up, because it's going by so fast, how if people wanted to know more about Bright Girl skincare, or just, how could they get access to it? If you can share that, I will add it to the description so that they can re refer back to it as well.
Sure, it's easy to find us on our website. It's just brightgirl.com and it is spelled just like it sounds, BrightGirl.com. And everything's available there. We also do educational blogs on there, and are anything that Bright Girl in the Press, etc. You can find us on social media at Bright Girl Beauty. That's all one word, Bright Girl Beauty on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. And then you can shop Bright Girl many, many places. We are on Amazon. We are in Macy's, Macy's.com. We are in Beauty Space by Space NK. So if you are shopping at a Walmart and it has a Beauty Space kiosk in it, Bright Girl will be right there. We are in hundreds of dermatology practices across the country, and we are on Nordstrom.com as well. So you can shop Bright Girl at any of those locations. So next time you're on Amazon, just throw some Bright Girl in your cart or come visit us on our website. I also do TikTok Lives, usually a couple times a week. So we'd love to see you on TikTok Live if you're on TikTok. I always
Oh,
post
awesome.
the times and dates in our bio.
That's wonderful. That's such great resources too for parents or for the kids as well. So that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'll be sure to put that in the description so people can refer back to it. And is there anything new coming up? Is there something new
Oh,
and
and
exciting for
well, we
Okay.
also want to mention there is we have a special discount for your community. We have a 20% off discount off any Bright Girl order that has to be through our website. If you enter code Danielle, just like your name is spelled, Danielle, at checkout, you will get 20% off your Bright Girl order.
That's awesome. I love that. That's such a generous gift. Thank you. So everybody make sure you go on the website to order it and enter code Danielle. I'll put that information as well. So I love that. Thank you so much. Before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to add? Or I'm putting you on the spot again, but anything to would you like to add? Or?
Well, what I'll say is because I encounter this in my practice a lot, I have patients in their 40s or 60s or 70s that maybe haven't had the tools and knowledge to properly care for their skin. It is never too late. As you're listening to this podcast, today is the first day that you can start these simple, very effective habits. It's not a huge, huge commitment. It's a couple minutes out of every day, and it pays off in dividends in terms of your future skin health. So please remember that it's never too late to start. And what a gift we can give to our younger generations with empowering them with this knowledge and the understanding so that
Yeah.
they have a very different skin health journey than our generation did.
Sorry, with starting with ourselves, we are modeling those great habits for them to take on, lifelong habits that'll be so important for them. So thank you. I appreciate you sharing that. I do ask my guests a question, and I can't remember if I warned you about it or told you about it, but this is just a fun question to play along. And that question is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
You did tell me this, and I should
Right.
have thought this through a
That's
little bit
okay.
more.
I
What
love
do
it when it's impromptu because then it's just
I
natural.
I want to be, oh gosh, there's a, I want to be known as the founder of the preventative skin health movement. That's what I would love to be as I think about my career. Of course, now if you talk about my personal life and family life, I have a different what I want to be when I grow up. But I would love to be remembered, and I would love for Bright Girl to be remembered as initiating this skin health movement through prevention and education, because too often in the world of medicine that I practice in every day, that I trained in as a medical doctor, we wait for problems and disease and illnesses to occur, and then we diagnose and then treat it. And I am proposing a very different model that I think our society is gradually moving towards. But let's stop these illnesses before they start. Let's implement these simple lifestyle changes to prevent that future damage and think of the world that we can live in when that's the case, as it relates to skin health and all other health-related items.
I love that, and that's what I appreciate about your work because you've been proactive with it and say, let's start early because I think your skin line starts from 8 to 24 years. So if we're talking 8-year-old, we are starting to early enough to be able. You wouldn't think that they would need it, but they really do, and that's appreciate your work and thank you so much for sharing your vision and sharing your wisdom with us. I really do appreciate it. I know the listeners are going to appreciate that.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to connect with your amazing community.
That's right. Anytime. Whenever you want to come back on, we'll be more than happy to have you.
I
We
would
can
love
always
to.
learn. Yeah. And I do invite the listeners to go and follow Angela on the social media so that you could get more information, get on those lives and get some more information. It's a wealth of resources there that you can get. So thank you again for taking the time to share with us today.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. And for everybody listening or watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to go check out the Bright Girl Skincare or Bright Girl Beauty as well. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.